Next, we're going to meet a Chinese singer whose croaky voice is hardly ever in tune, yet to his fans, he is the voice of a generation and one of the few who dares to speak out. His latest album of edgy ballads focuses on the woes of modern-day China. The band Cowboy Junkies has called the singer China's Leonard Cohen. NPR's Louisa Lim met him in Beijing.
Singer Zuo Xiaozhuzhou doesn't shy away from China's most sensitive topics. In fact, he goes straight for them. A case in point, his new song about the milk scandal, when milk tainted with melamine killed at least six babies. In the very first line, he launches into an indictment. The government blamed a private company, he sings, and the company blamed the farmers, and the farmers blamed the cows. This is typical of his dark vision and biting sarcasm. He says he can't help it.
I don't understand politics, but perhaps my person is political. People say I write this stuff on purpose, but when I write, this is what I write.
Zuo Xiaozhuzhou attributes this to his background. His family, he says, was very poor and uneducated, and he grew up in an isolated country town in Jiangsu province. He was a high school dropout, joining the army at just 15 years old. His instinct is to identify with the victims and to speak out for them, even if others won't.
Chinese people are too rubbish. I'm also one of them. No one is willing to stand up and speak out. Now our house is being demolished, and so many people are happy for their houses to be destroyed. Out of 100 houses, maybe only one or two of us will stick it out.
For the past 3 months, he's led a public struggle against the demolition of the home belonging to his parents-in-law in Changzhou, Jiangsu province. Forced demolitions, too, are the topic of a song called Nail House, Dingzihu. The term used for those who resist forced demolition. So far, the house is still standing, which is seen as a victory for the singer. But he says it's only a matter of time before it's demolished.
They can't knock down our house. They'll definitely find a way. Because a win for me would represent a win for the ordinary people. So they won't let me win.
Musically, Zuo Xiaozhuzhou is an innovator. He doesn't sing in tune, and his accent's been compared to a southern street seller's voice, buzzing and crashing, an honourable refusal of standard Mandarin. Among his repertoire is the work report delivered to the 15th Party Congress by then Communist Party chief Jiang Zemin. Zuo Xiaozhuzhou gave it his own inimitable treatment. He denies he was mocking Jiang Zemin. He describes how the idea was born. It was 1997, and he'd been detained by the authorities for 3 weeks on suspicion of criminal damage, though no action was later taken.
I had just been released from jail where nobody talks to you, and I wanted to see something fun. Then I turned on the television, and he was on every channel. I thought his voice was interesting. I went out to buy a People's Daily newspaper. I thought, these can be my lyrics. I'll sing this. People thought I was imitating him, but I'm not. My hometown is near his, so we have similar accents.
Zuo Xiaozhuzhou is not a mainstream singer. He's an eccentric, appearing at a recent gig in his trademark hat and a long scholar's robe. It was his first concert in Beijing for 2 years. He's often banned from performing in public. He's close friends with dissident artist Ai Weiwei. So close that the pair filmed a parody of Gangnam Style, dancing handcuffed together. When police beat up Ai Weiwei 3 years ago for collecting the names of the children who died in the Sichuan earthquake, the singer was with him. Ai Weiwei was at the recent gig, and named his friend as the most important musician in China.
His music is still the best, the most important, because he has a great attitude and his power, passion, and he always knows what he should say. And this is great. People love him.
For his part, Zhuo Xiaozhuzhou is gloomy about the future. He thinks the new leadership can't change the country.
I never put any hope in Chinese politics. The people of this soil have no hope. There is a big problem with our education. For the past 60 years, people have been brainwashed. Everyone is too selfish. No one has any faith.
His mood is best summed up in his new album, improbably an album of children's songs, where the innocent voices highlight the darkness of the words. Here, they sing, one group of corrupt officials takes down another group of corrupt officials, and that's anti-corruption. A group of despots roots out another group of despots, and that's beating the mafia. It's not about any one place in China, he adds quickly. This is happening all over the country, in every county, in every town. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
And you can hear more tracks from that new album at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.